farmers. Among the many interesting features in next Sunday's American Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper, is an unusually interesting news story from the Argentine. It is to be found on the woodcut page under the heading, Murdered by a Melody Played on the Violin. This week's front page drama, Melody of Death, is based upon this weird news story. Don Miguel was a millionaire cattleman, a bachelor, who enjoyed entertaining his friends at his hacienda. He loved music, and one evening after dinner, he went into his music room to try out his latest acquisition to the art of good living. It was a magnificent automatic phonograph radio combination, housed in a beautiful cabinet. As he entered the room, he found his old faithful family retainer, Pedro, admiring the instrument.
Well, Pedro, what do you think of it? Isn't it a beautiful instrument?
Si, senor. I was here when the men from Buenos Aires were installing. It worked like magic, senor.
Si, Pedro. All I have to do now is to sit here in my favorite chair, press this button, and the music is playing. The records are changed silently and automatically.
Si, senor. It is truly a thing of magic. But I will go now so that you may relax and enjoy the music.
Si. Oh, you too enjoy my music, and again.
But what? How did you get in?
Do not be alarmed, senor.
But no, do not get up,
please. I do not want to break the spell. I want you to learn to enjoy my music.
Your music? Who are you? You did not write that. My son, the French master.
No, you are right. I did not write. I inspired and played it. Play that violin passage that opens it.
You play it, senor. But who are you? You speak softly. Your manner is gracious. Your bearing and dress mark you
as one of the cultured rulers, in fact. See, Don Miguel, I am very definitely a ruler of men and their destiny.
What?
Yet it puzzles you that I play that violin. You see, Don Miguel, down through the ages I play. It serves to signify my coming, just as the fanfare of heralds' trumpets of old signal the approach of a noble.
You are indeed a strange man, senor. Yet your face, your something about you is very familiar.
Si, senor. I am well known to all men, familiar to rich and poor alike, emperor, commoner. Someday, perhaps soon, you will know me better. But now I am merely intruding, so I will take my leave. You go back to your room.
But...
what in the name of heaven? There is no one here.
Ah, the doors to the terrace.
No, not the door inside.
A dream. I must have dozed off.
A dream, mister. But it did seem all so very real.
What are you doing, Miguel?
What is it, Pedro? What has happened? Calm yourself. Tell me what has happened to Pedro.
Pedro? He's dead, Pedro.
What?
Dead? But he's at the foot of the grand staircase. Pedro fell backward and rolled down. Oh,
I'll try to calm yourself, Conchita. Go fetch the padre at once.
I will go to him.
And believe me, Alfonso, I've hardly recovered from the shock. It is a very weird story, Don Miguel. Pedro was a faithful servant. He had served your family well, of course. You and your father before you. But the connection between his death and the music...
It is fantastic, Don Miguel.
Did you really think it was just a coincidence, eh?
Nothing more, Don Miguel.
Well, you are very comforting, Donna Clara.
And to prove we will play it right away, we'll put the record on again.
No, I think I'd feel better if we'd play something else, Alfonso.
Nonsense, Don Miguel. Surely you're not superstitious.
Well, here it is. I found it. Thanks again for a very interesting and enjoyable evening, Don Miguel.
I am very happy we were able to prove to you that your fears about that music were just nonsense.
Well, to tell the truth, you have relieved my mind.
It is such a beautiful night. I think we'll take the mountain highway home, Juan.
That's a splendid idea. That's also. Clara, wait. Wait. That man, who is he?
Juanito. He's our new chauffeur. A good one, too. You'd better drive off, Juanito, before our host suspects you of being some diabolical character.
But...
good night.
No, wait. Please, listen to me. That is the man I saw. Please, do not go with him. Please.
There you are,
Don Miguel. Sorry to have kept you waiting, but the traffic is unusually hurried tonight. These Toscanini concerts certainly cause a furor. Everyone in Buenos Aires must be here tonight.
I only just arrived myself, Don Tomas. I have never seen such a crowd. Do you mind if I finish my cigar before we go in?
No, not at all. I'll join you with a cigarette. Well, how have you been enjoying your stay in our fair city?
Oh, splendid. Splendid, thank you. Wait.
Yes?
Don Tomas. Look over there, that distinguished gentleman beside the pillar there.
Which one?
That chair.
Oh, the one to the left standing by himself looking this way.
Yes? See, who is he? You know him?
No, I can't say I know his name, although there is something strangely familiar about him. Mm. Some high-ranking foreign diplomat, perhaps.
No, no, I know now who he is. Don Tomas, come quickly. We cannot remain here in the opera house. We must leave now at once. Go anywhere, anywhere.
Oh, but Don Miguel...
No, no, come on, please. I must go.
So you see, Senorita Linares, my friend, the gaucho here, Don Miguel, has a bad case of nerves.
Oh.
We dashed out of the opera house and made our way to a theater. Your brightest review was just the tonic he needed, especially you, the principal dancer.
Oh, merci, monsieur. But I am afraid you flatter, Linares.
It is the truth, Senorita. You are clever, you dance beautifully, you are pretty, vivacious.
Oh, please, please, monsieur. You will turn my little head with such pretty speeches.
You really mean it, Senorita Linares. And I want you to help me cure this depressive mania of his.
Oh, certainly.
I have prescribed a daily tonic of French gaiety and charm to be taken twice daily, afternoon and night.
Oh, monsieur, what must I do?
Administer it personally until the patient is cured.
Oh. And if this is a sample, senorita, it will take a long,
oh,
long time.
Oh, monsieur.
Well, senorita, will you undertake the administering of the cure?
Oh, I would love to do that, monsieur. But you forget Chandor.
Chandor? And who is Chandor?
The violinist in Senorita's review. But don't worry, it's just a harmless theatrical flirtation. They're not serious.
Oh, monsieur, but Chandor, he's serious.
He may be, but you are not. So why worry about him?
Well, for one thing, he is joining us here any minute now. He must have been delayed.
Well, we won't worry about him. Let us enjoy ourselves. Champagne! That's what this little party needs badly.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, Chérie, I'm so sorry to be late. But the most unusual thing happened.
Oh, sit down, Chandor. Here
beside Mr. Thomas. Sandra, what has happened? Signor Carlos Mendes, the concert of the symphony, who is my dear friend, was playing with the Toscanini Orchestra tonight as a supper.
Wait. Tell me, did the orchestra play on Macabre tonight?
Well, yes, they did.
And your friend? He was killed in the theater tonight.
Yes, isn't it? But how did you know? It only happened half hour ago. A line supporting some counterweights broke as Signor Carlos was passing beneath. The weight fell, striking him on the head, killing him instantly.
Oh, monsieur!
Oh,
monsieur!
Don Miguel, stop, I say, right where you are. You thought you could escape us, eh? Now, wait, Don Miguel, there's one other little ceremony before this marriage is complete.
And what is that, Don Tomas?
You must pick up the bride in your arms and carry her across the threshold.
Oh.
I've always heard it brings good luck and years of happiness.
Very well, if you say so, good friend.
There we go.
There, now, how is that?
Well done, Don Miguel. I now pronounce you man and wife with my personal blessing for 100 years of happiness.
Can my husband put me down now, huh?
Yes, that is the final part of the ceremony. You lovely, lucky winner.
Oh, kiss me, my little. Oh, kiss me, and I will run off and change for the wedding breakfast. The guest will be all the wedding breakfast.
We have been married over a year now, Lynette. But with the passing of each month, your laughter has grown less. You seem to have lost interest in life around you. What is it, Lynette?
Oh, I am bored. Absolutely bored. You must realize you take me out of the colorful, exciting night in a theater, away from all my friends, and you bring me out here to a monotonous life on the continent. I am young. I want life.
Well, there, Lynette, I realize the errors I have made.
Oh.
A man old enough to be your father bringing you out here to this faraway spot.
Oh, please, Lina, let us talk about
it. Wait, please, Lynette. Look, next week we are celebrating a big fiesta. Why do not you get busy and plan?
That would be wonderful.
You can have everything you want. There's no expense. That should give you something to occupy your mind and make you happy.
Yes, I will begin at once. Leave everything to me. I will take care of everything. The decorations. The invitations. The music. Oh, Miguel, do you remember that young violinist, Sandor Keller?
You mean the one who played in the review with you?
Yes, yes. You know, he's really a talented conductor. Why do we not sell for him? Let him bring an orchestra and entertain our guests with a good concert, eh?
Very well explained, it, Adele Linette. But remember, the one composition that is taboo in my house.
Yes.
There must be no dance macabre.
Of course, Miguel. I will see to that. Although it does sound silly. But I must hurry now and begin to plan for him.
Thank you all. Thank you for the very warm reception and generous applause you have given the orchestra and myself. And now, as an encore to the final concert of this grand fiesta, we will play a number especially dedicated to our charming host, whose generosity has made all this possible.
Lynette! You faithless, faithless Nathan! You, Lynette! You and your lover have tricked me!
It is too late. Don Miguel is dead. Please accept my deepest sympathy, Senora. If you would allow me, I will take care of all the details. I can spare you that much. I will arrange for the undertaker to make a full report to the coroner. It is all over. My love, you are free. Free to come away with me.
Yes, yes. As soon as possible after the funeral, I will go away with you.
Please pardon the indelicate intrusion, but I came to remind you not to forget me. It is true you will be going away together, but with me.
You have just heard the front page drama, Melody of Death, an original radio playlet based upon a news story entitled Murdered by a Melody Played on the Violin. This unusual news story will be found on the woodcut page of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. And now for important news of a timely new series of feature articles which begin in next Sunday's American Weekly, entitled I Watch the Old World Crumble. The extraordinary memoirs of Princess Amalie Karapov, distinguished noblewoman of Russian and French aristocracy. Read her stirring story of the desolation of a continent, the diary of a noblewoman sold in marriage to a Russian prince, an intimate, never-before-revealed picture of the frivolities and tragedies of life in the royal courts of Europe, in that gay but all-too-careless era that brought about its own ruin. Remember, this great human document begins in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.
Thank you. Identify the company of themselves, they want to know the ship having 1,000 dollars. There they are, there.